You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with me, Dominic Ford. We've all become used to using GPS sat-nav units in cars and on phones, which can pinpoint where we are. But now computer scientists have shown how people could fool these systems into lying about their location. Marcus Kuhn from the Computer Laboratory at Cambridge University works on what's called GPS spoofing. Now, Marcus, first of all, we're used to these sat-nav systems in our car, but how do they actually work out where we are?
So there are 24 satellites in an Earth orbit, and they're basically a bit like a speaking clock. They tell us all the time, very precisely, within a nanosecond, what the time is, and they also tell us at the same time where exactly within a meter they are located. And if you know yourself what the time is, you can find out how much the signal has been delayed. From that, you can calculate how far away you are from the satellites. And then if you know how far away you are from three satellites, you can intersect three spheres and know where you are. If you don't know the precise time, you need a fourth satellite to resolve the ambiguity. And this way you can calculate, by looking at four satellites, precisely what's your time and what's your location.
So it's a process of triangulation by knowing your distances from three or four satellites above your heads. Now, how maliciously can you go about tricking that system?
So the GPS signal consists actually of two signals. There is a signal exclusively reserved for the US military, and there is a public signal. And that public signal makes it possible for all of us to enjoy it in our smartphones, in our sat-navs. However, the signal is highly predictable. I know in advance what these satellites are going to broadcast over the next couple of hours. That makes it possible for me to receive it, but that also makes it possible for me to synthesize one of these signals. So I can build a device that creates a fake signal, and I can send it out, and I can make a GPS receiver believe that it's actually somewhere else or at a different time.
So if we take a practical example, we've got cars going past outside the window. If I wanted to trick a sat-nav in one of those cars into saying it was somewhere other than where it is, how could I do that?
You could send out a signal, but the particular applications that I'm worried about are not so much satellite receivers that are elsewhere. There are other applications where the person who owns the satellite receiver may have an incentive in that receiver showing a wrong result because the receiver doesn't quite work in their interest. So there are systems where a car insurance company gives you a satellite receiver and they charge you an insurance fee based on when and where you have been driving. There are lorry fleet management systems where an employer monitors the performance of their drivers, whether they are speeding, whether they are taking unauthorized detours, by looking at data from their satellite receivers. And in those situations, it's very tempting for the people who have control over the receiver to just disconnect the antenna and connect instead a little box that creates a spoof signal and makes the receiver believe it's elsewhere.
So what you're saying is if I hire a car and I know where that GPS receiver is in the car, I would disconnect the antenna. It wouldn't see the real satellites. If I had a computer next to me that was generating a fake signal, I could then pipe that into that receiver and make it think it was somewhere entirely different.
This may initially sound a bit far-fetched, but we have already seen quite a lot of manipulation in a similar older system, tachographs in lorries, which record how fast someone has been driving. And police have recovered from lorries little devices inserted into the line between the gearbox sensor and the tachograph, where with a remote control key fob, a lorry driver can easily reduce the speed by 10%, by 20%, or simulating a brake such that the record is faked. And one worry is that over time, as the technology for simulating these signals becomes simpler and cheaper, the same thing will be happening with GPS-based systems.
So what's your aim in researching techniques like this? Because I'm guessing at the computer laboratory, your job isn't to find tricks that people can use to basically do insurance fraud.
So as security researchers, we see our job in anticipating what sort of problems there will be in a couple of years' time. And this is important because the innovation with something as big as a satellite navigation system doesn't happen very quickly. The satellites last a bit over 10 years and they have to be replaced over 10 years. and it takes a long time to develop them. So if you want to make a modification to how the system works, you basically have to start thinking about this already 15 years into the future. And by that time, there may be a lot of applications that rely on these signals. And the signals at the moment are not designed really for security applications.
And how could we go about making this more secure? Would it involve people going out and buying new sat-nav units and replacing satellites?
So there are already a couple of techniques that can be used today, but they are mostly used in military systems. You can have not just a single antenna, but you can have several antennas in your GPS receiver. And that allows you also to find out from which direction the signals come. And if there is someone trying to jam you or trying to confuse you with a spoof fake signal, you just ignore them and you stick to the directions where you expect the signal to come from the satellites. That isn't really practical in consumer electronics where everything has to be very cheap. You don't have space for more than one antenna in your smartphone, or it would be expensive to fit 8 separate antennas around your car. So what we're looking at is adding additional information to next generation satellite signals. And at the moment, these signals are highly predictable. One technique is that you create a little bit of unpredictability, that you send out data that changes randomly, and then you can use technologies like digital signatures to verify that this unpredictable data was indeed correct, and also that it arrived exactly at the time at which you expected it. One difficulty with satellite navigation signals is they consist of two things. They consist of data that's being broadcast about where the satellites are at the moment, and you can use cryptography, digital signatures in order to protect that data such that it can't easily be faked. However, in navigation signals, you also have to authenticate the very precise arrival time of the signal. So you have to get right within a few nanoseconds when did the signal arrive. And it's possible to build spoofing devices that take the original satellite signal and delay it by a random amount and shift you elsewhere. It's rather difficult to prevent that sort of technique. There is one suggested technique that makes use of a property of the existing GPS satellite system, namely that if you don't know what the signal looks like, you can't actually receive it. The satellite signal is extremely weak. It's basically a light bulb worth of transmitter power at 25,000 kilometer altitude. And the only way you can receive that signal is by knowing in advance what it is, and then you use statistical tests to confirm, yes, I have actually found the signal where I expected it. If you design the signal such that you don't tell people in advance what it looks like, you just send out a random signal, no one can receive it, then a couple of seconds later, you reveal what was the signal that you broadcast, and then everyone can go back in their recorded data and search for it and find it, then what a spoofer who modifies a signal that comes down from the satellite only can do is they would have to delay that signal by a couple of seconds. And a delay of a couple of seconds you can easily detect by just having a local clock that, say, once a week you resynchronize over the internet. So that's one of the 2 or 3 different approaches that are at the moment being discussed, what can go into next generation GPS satellite system. And it's not just GPS. Europe is at the moment launching a system. The Russians have already a system. There's a Chinese system under deployment. So we will soon have 3 or 4 different operational constellations of satellites.
So in the future, the key to making these systems secure will be to make them unpredictable so you can't synthesize these signals. Thanks, Marcus. That was Marcus Kuhn from the Computer Laboratory at the University of Cambridge.